Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Devin Wenig, president and chief executive of eBay since 2015, is out, with the company saying in a statement, eBay is stronger today than it was 4 years ago. Notwithstanding this progress, giving a number of considerations, both Devin and the board believe that a new CEO is best for the company at this time. Los Angeles-based electronic vehicle startup Canoe unveils the first vehicle. Also called Canoe, the car promises space for 7 people with bench seating in the back. It will also have multiple sensors for driver assist capabilities, and the Canoe will be made available via monthly subscription, with full details still unclear. The company plans to work with a contract manufacturer, saying it plans to launch the vehicle in 2021. Microsoft opens registrations for a public preview of its xCloud game streaming service. xCloud will be made available to a select number of players starting next month. It requires an Android device and will initially support just 4 titles, including Gears 5 and Halo 5 Guardians. The Early Look program is open to those living in the UK, US and South Korea. The Wii company is considering a number of cost-saving measures, including cutting 5,000 jobs, equal to a third of its workforce, according to sources for the information. Executives have met with the firm's bankers to also discuss the possibility of closing subsidiaries such as Wii Grow Education and Wii Life Housing, as well as slowing expansion. Facebook says it does not remove posts from politicians, even if they break the platform's community standards. Nick Legg, Facebook's head of global policy and communication, says such content is generally considered newsworthy, and that it's not for the company to referee political debates and prevent a politician's speech from reaching its audience. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.